Some things only look good until you take a closer look. The Apostle Paul invited people to take a close look at his life. In the second chapter of his letter to the believers in Thessalonica, he writes, "You are witnesses, and God also, how holy and righteous and blameless was our conduct toward you believers." Notice that phrase, "You are witnesses, and God also." Paul isn't hiding behind words. He points to his life and says, "Look closely." Integrity stands the test of examination. There's something convicting about that double witness. The people in Thessalonica watched Paul up close. They saw his daily habits, his conversations, how he treated people when things were hard. And God saw everything that they couldn't. Paul invites both witnesses to testify. And both, he says, would confirm the same thing. That's what integrity is. Consistency between what we say and how we live. Not perfection, but alignment. Not a polished performance for public moments, but a pattern that holds up throughout the week, in private decisions and quiet interactions that nobody else will ever know about. Jesus lived that kind of life. His words and actions aligned perfectly. Even his enemies searched for fault and couldn't ultimately discredit him. His integrity wasn't situational. It was a fabric of everything he did. If we represent Christ, our lives will also be examined, not just in big moments, but in everyday conversations and reactions. The coworker or the family member who doesn't share your faith, they're forming a picture of who Christ is based on what they see in you. This isn't about being flawless. It's about being genuine, about living in a way that doesn't contradict the message we claim to believe. If someone observed your life this week, your choices and your priorities, what would they see? Ask God to help you live with integrity that holds up, even under close inspection. Because a life that matches the message makes the gospel visible.